Last Monday, the Fresno County Sheriff's Office announced a case of a mistaken drug in Fresno. Three men who thought they were snorting cocaine turned out to have been using pure fentanyl, an opioid that's 100 times as potent as morphine and many times stronger than heroin. Two of the men recovered, but one died of the overdose. Aside from the unusual circumstances, however, this is not an isolated incident. Over the past 10 years, opioid overdoses have killed close to 600 people in Fresno County, and 14 of them were from fentanyl. I wanted to know more about responses to the crisis here, so after a press conference about the incident last week, I sat down with County Sheriff Margaret Mims.
What we've done over the years, in 2011, so 7 years ago, we started a Lock It Up campaign. So what we did was start encouraging people to lock up their prescription drugs, or if they weren't using them, to dispose of them, and in fact provided places for them to dispose of them. We were able to get 12 old U.S. mailboxes that we distributed throughout law enforcement in Fresno County. We have one in front of the sheriff's office where people can bring their unused and old prescription to turn them in. So that's been going on for 7 years, and we've collected hundreds and hundreds of pounds of these medications that now aren't available to those who may want to abuse them. The second thing we've done, 5 years ago, we started an awareness campaign because it really truly is all about awareness. Many people in our community don't understand how deep this problem goes. So what we are involved in is it's usually a 5K run that differs year after year, but the whole thing is prescription drug abuse awareness, as well as a turn in your prescription drug program.
And then in 2017, you announced that sheriff's deputies would begin being armed with naloxone, a recovery drug that can help revive people who have overdosed on opioids. So how many deputies at this point are carrying that drug?
It's been distributed to all of our field sergeants who have the ability to go everywhere in the county should the need arise. So,
and how many people is that?
I don't know how many. Yeah, I don't know how many doses that we have distributed so far, but it's significant. We know that 24/7 there is somebody available with Narcan or naloxone that can get it to a location where it needs to be. In addition to the field, though, what I have to think about is our jail population. We may have somebody booked who starts developing symptoms of an overdose. So we have it available in our jails as well.
And what does it mean to be involved with the Central Valley Opioid Safety Coalition?
Well, it feels good to be able to talk about prevention. So many times we find that we're so reactive. Because this started on the East Coast several years ago. We knew it was going to work its way west, and it has. And what we've had in the past 2 or 3 years are pockets of overdoses. So we get what we call a bad batch. And that's law enforcement speak for this is very heavy fentanyl-laced drugs. So we just got a bad batch.
So I'm glad you brought up fentanyl because that, of course, is the reason that we began talking about this earlier this week. The overdose rate is still relatively low. The numbers are quite low, but it's been the number of deaths has been rising very gently since 2011 when we began measuring this. And I was surprised at the press conference on Monday when it seemed like you didn't know whether anyone in Fresno County had died from overdoses due to fentanyl. It seems like something that would be relatively important, relatively basic to know for a law enforcement agency tasked with, you know, reducing these deaths, preventing them. You know, why hasn't fentanyl been more on your office's radar?
Well, for one thing, when the question came is this the very first fentanyl death we had for the year? I didn't know if it was the very first one or not. But what we had, we were able to put together is in the past 2 years, we had 4 deaths each year as a result of overdose, fentanyl overdose. So, and having the coroner's office, they're starting to keep track of that. It feels pretty good to know that we don't have the fentanyl death that other areas are experiencing. That tells us, hopefully, we're a little bit ahead of the curve because we've had the opportunity, frankly, to watch what has happened across our nation. So those kinds of stats are important to keep track of. But I think with the press conference we had the other day, the message was this is a collaboration. It's not public health only. It's not law enforcement only. It's all of us working together to see what we can do to keep this from getting worse.
And so preventing these deaths, crimes related to them, are clearly priorities for your office. However, you have gone on the record to oppose some of the more progressive measures that have been shown through research to reduce harm, at least. And for instance, like there was a bill that was introduced in 2017 that would have allowed many counties to establish safe injecting sites for drug users. It didn't end up passing, but you strongly opposed it when it was still making its way through the legislature. You've also spoken out against the needle exchange that is operating here in Fresno, and that's been shown to be reducing disease transmission right here. So how do you square those actions with, you know, everything else that we've been talking about?
Well, the first bill that you discussed was the was introduced last year without the knowledge of Fresno County. No legislator came to Fresno County and said, "Do you want to be part of this bill?" And that's just unprofessional and bad business dealings, I think. And in fact, the State Sheriff's Association opposed that bill. And as far as the needle exchange program in Fresno County, I am not going to be involved in enabling people to break the law. That is not what I'm tasked with. My job is to enforce the law, so I cannot, in good conscience, be a part of enabling people to break the law.
Even if it's been shown to reduce other problems like disease transmission or abscesses and, you know, the health of the person using the drugs.
Well, that is in the ballywick of public health. That's what their job is. And I expect them to do their job. In fact, we help each other. But that's what they do. Law enforcement is what I do.
Okay. Well, Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you.